Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is me, Spencer, reading to you from The Dictionary. I still haven't changed it. I'm recording 4 at once, so I'm obviously not going to be switching dictionaries. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and listen to the last episode. I had a little rant in there. First word for today is the first form of the word ace, A-C-E. This is a noun from the 14th century, 1A, a die-faced marker with one spot. 1B, a playing card marked in its center with one pip. 1C, a domino end marked with one spot. 2. A very small amount or degree. A synonym is particle. And as a fan of They Might Be Giants, I have to give a little shout out to the song Particle Man. 3. A point scored especially on a service, as in tennis or handball, that an opponent fails to touch. 4. A golf score of one stroke on a hole. Also, a hole made in one stroke. 5. A combat pilot who has brought down at least 5 enemy airplanes. 6A. A person who excels at something, as in a computer ace. 6B. The best pitcher on a baseball team, as in the ace of the staff. And there's a phrase that uses the word ace, ace in the hole. 1. An ace dealt face down to a player, as in stud poker, and not exposed until the showdown. 2. An effective and decisive argument or resource held in reserve. And we have another phrase, within an ace of. On the point of, very near to, as in came within an ace of winning. Next we have the second form of the word ace from 1923. And just looking back a little bit, some etymology of the word ace. It is from the Middle English. Maybe it's pronounced the same, but it's spelled A-S. And that is from the Anglo-French and from Latin, which means unit or a copper coin. So back to the second form of ace from 1923. 1. To score an ace against an opponent. 2. To make a hole in golf in one stroke. And a hole in golf is in parentheses. So sometimes if I give a little pause or say some words in a slightly different way, that means it's in parentheses. 3. To gain a decisive advantage over. Defeat, D-E-F-E-A-T, is a synonym. I'm not talking about my feet. And that is usually used with the word out. 4A. To earn a high grade on, as an examination, especially to get an A on, so like to get an A on a paper or a test. 4B, to perform extremely well in, as in he aced every subject. And we have a third form of the word ace, adjective from 1926, of first or high rank or quality, as in an ace mechanic. Next, we have an abbreviation, ACE, all caps, and that is for the American Council on Education. Next, we have a suffix, A-C-E-A-E. And yes, there is an example, so I'll get to the pronunciation of it. this is a noun, or it's a suffix for nouns. Not sure of the best way to explain that. Plants of the nature of. That's the definition. As in the word rosacea. So the word is pronounced acia. And then there's a little tag on at the end. It says in names of families of plants. Moving on. Next word is acedia. A-C-E-D-I-A. This is a noun from 1607. It just has the synonyms apathy and boredom. And the etymology looks like it's from Latin and Greek. I think it's pronounced Akedia, A-K-E-D-E-I-A, which is formed by combining A and Kedos, K-E-D-O-S, which means care or grief. And there's more at the word hate. Next, we have ACE inhibitor, and ACE is all caps. This is a noun from 1982. ACE stands for angiotensin converting enzyme. So the definition of ACE inhibitor is any of a group of antihypertensive drugs as captopril that relax arteries and promote renal excretion of salt and water by inhibiting the activity of angiotensin-converting enzyme, also known as ACE. Next we have aceldama, I think that's how it's pronounced, aceldama, capital A-C-E-L-D-A-M-A. This is a noun from the 14th century. The potter's field bought with the money Judas had been paid for betraying Christ. This is from the Greek akeldama, from Aram hakeldama, literally the field of blood. Not exactly sure what words I just said. And again, this is an example of why I think this dictionary might be a little biased. I have no problem with religious words in here, but I really haven't seen anything that's non-Christian in some form. So, you know, you can't get all words from all religions or languages. Obviously, this is an English dictionary, but it does seem a little bit odd. You know, Judaism is related to Christianity. Again, I might need to change dictionaries. If you have a suggestion, again, please email me at dictionarypod@gmail.com. Hey, just a quick little interjection here. I did go ahead and look up aceldama on another source, and it says, number one, the place near Jerusalem purchased with the bribe Judas took for betraying Jesus. And that's from Acts 1:18-19. I assume that's something in the Bible, which I have never read. And two, any place of slaughter and bloodshed. And the origin does confirm a field of blood. So just wanted to throw this in just because it's, I feel like it's a little bit more specific, just understandable a little bit better. Back to the program. Enough with that. Moving on is acellular. Wow, I was going to read that very differently. A-C-E-L-L-U-L-A-R. Acellular. Adjective from 1940. One, containing no cells, as in acellular vaccines. Two, not divided into cells, consisting of a single complex cell, used especially of protozoa and ciliates. And ciliates is spelled with a C at the beginning. Next we have acentric, A-C-E-N-T-R-I-C, adjective from 1937. Lacking a centromere, and centromere is spelled C-E-N-T-R-O-M-E-R-E, as in acentric chromosomes, or chromosomes. Next we have another suffix, A-C-E-O-U-S. This is for adjectives. 1A, characterized by, full of, as in cetaceous. So the suffix is pronounced aceous, which is similar to the other one we had, acia, as in rosacea. 1B for aceous, consisting of, as in diatomaceous, having the nature or form of, as in tufaceous or tufaceous. That is spelled T-U-F-F-A-C-E-O-U-S. Not sure what that means. Not sure what diatomaceous means either. Or cetaceous. 2A. Of or relating to a group of animals typified by such a form, as in cetaceous, C-E-T, plus the suffix, or characterized by such a feature, as in crustaceous. And 2B, of or relating to a plant family, as in solanaceous. Next we have the word acephalous. Not snuffleupagus from Sesame Street, this is acephalous. A-C-E-P-H-A-L-O-U-S. Adjective from circa 1731. 1. Lacking a head or having the head reduced. 2. Lacking a governing head or chief. The etymology is from the Greek acephalos. A-C-E-P-H-A-L-O-S. I just think it's interesting that a lot of Latin and Greek k sounds, either spelled with a C or a K, turned into a s, s sound in English. And I'm just curious why that happened. This is from combining a plus kephali, which means head. And there's more at the word cephalic, C-E-P-H-A-L-I-C. Next word is, A-C-E-Q-U-I-A. I think this is pronounced acequia, acequia. This is a noun from 1844. It has the word southwest in italics. And then the definition is an irrigation ditch or canal. And this is from Spanish, one of the only Spanish ones we've seen. From, I don't know what AR is, but the word is, Arab. Al-Saqiya, A-L-S-A-Q-I-Y-A, or maybe it's Al-Saqiya, something like that, which means the irrigation ditch. Next word is acerb, A-C-E-R-B, adjective from 1853. The only word in the definition is acerbic. That's the synonym. So it's this acerb plus IC at the end, as in acerb humor. And I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing that word in the next episode. But the etymology for this one is French or Latin. In French, it says acerbe, A-C-E-R-B-E. Now I want some sorbet or something, which is from the Latin acerbis or acerbis, which is akin to the Latin acer or acer, A-C-E-R, acer, maybe that's how it's pronounced, which means sharp. So we can assume that acerbic humor is sharp humor or maybe witty humor, something like that. And there's more at the word edge in terms of etymology, E-D-G-E. And last word for today is acerbate. A-C-E-R-B-A-T-E. Get your head out of the gutter. Circa 1731, all we have are a couple synonyms, irritate and exacerbate, E-X-A-S-P-E-R-A-T. I think I pronounced it wrong. Exasperate. There we go, exasperate. That is, by the way, a transitive verb. That will be the end of this episode. We have read 3/4 of page 9. Next episode, I will finish page 9. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.